This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We all came out of our mother's coochie needing deliverance.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I would have to say that if I ever had an encounter with a ghost from the portal to hell, I'd probably define that as a negative experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. What positive experience could you possibly have?
It was a great time.
It was a great time. We had a great time.
Slit
my dog's throat, set me on fire. It was a huge party. Ghosts and goblins murdering people all over the place. I quite enjoyed it, actually. Honestly, if Bobby Mackey's was like this every night, I'd be here every night.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my neighborly friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hole. Best to you, Chris.
Hey. Bessie Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. I thought I'd go back to the aliens just for one moment, because a lot of people actually have said, I say a lot of people, like three or four people, have said, I missed the aliens part of
that's
it.
That's a lot.
And one person
for our
said
audience.
They missed the, yeah, that's a lot
out of
for
10.
Our audience. Yeah, that's like 50%
of our
audience.
Three or four people out of 10.
Yeah, power in small numbers. If you do the math, 90% of our audience misses the aliens. And one person, which is like 20% of our audience, misses the long, drawn-out introduction.
Oh.
I, however, do not miss it, so that is not coming back. That is the stupidest thing. If I go back and listen to season four, and when I want to throw all of those in the trash. I'm just like, God damn, Brian, what were you dragging on about?
Commercial break, and that's what it wants, and the heart wants what the heart wants, and never again, and commercial break in the end, blah, 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 blah. And now let's get started with the show.
So stupid.
It was like
so
a full
stupid
5 minutes.
At one point, for like 50 episodes, I was like, go to tcbpodcast.com to collect your earnings. No one went to TCB Podcast to collect their earnings. Not one person asked for their money back, which is good news. But I'm sure they turned off the show by the time I got to
the show.
By the time they got to the part where I told them where to go. Most people are like, morning zoo crew, not into it.
Everybody's working for the weekend. It's Friday, Friday.
One episode we're going to do all in character.
Yes,
morning
we are.
Zoo crew.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Brian and Hambone. What was it? Hambone and Hoadley in the morning. It's Hambone and Hoadley in the morning. We've got Judy on the line from Central California. Judy, I love the show. She loves the show. Bam, bam, bam.
I just like saying the word Hambone.
Oh my God, Hambone in the morning. That would be great. I wonder if there's ever been a Hambone in the morning. I know there's been no Hambone and Hoadley in the morning. I know that for a fact. I can almost guarantee you.
I love that.
That we got that market cornered.
Yes,
oh,
let's do
my
it.
God. Chrissy, I got to ask a question. Are you Girl Scout cookies? It's
oh,
Girl Scout
God
cookie season, and fuck those Girl Scouts and fuck their cookies. I worked really hard to take off 40 pounds off this fat ass dad bod I got. And now I'm sure that 30% of it is coming back because due to the Girl Scout
they're
cookies.
They're so good.
They're so good.
I mean, my favorite is the tagalongs in the freezer.
Mine was tagalongs. Mm. Here's what happens. So I had no interest in Girl Scout cookies. I really didn't like. You couldn't tell me that it was Girl Scout cookie season. I wouldn't know from
right
unless I saw one of the Girl Scouts sitting outside the grocery store
yeah
selling them, and then I would pass by because I just didn't give a shit about Girl Scout cookies. I didn't care. But when I met Astrid and she was like, what is this whole Girl Scout cookie thing? I was like, you know, people sell them and they raise money.
Let's move along,
Astrid. Yeah, come on, move along. But she got her teeth into those Girl Scout cookies. And all of a sudden we got 20 fucking boxes show up. And last year we had quite the scandal in my family and it was due to me. So we have a niece, a step niece, who is in the Girl Scouts. And so she asks every year, she sends around the order form, her dad does, and says,
hey, you have to do it.
Of course.
I mean, you have to.
I don't want to be a dick.
No.
But we've gone from like buying two boxes to show our support to 20 boxes that are gone in a day. It's gone in a day. I swear to Christ, these things are making me fat. So what has happened every year progressively for the last 5 or 6 years is that I get hooked on a flavor, and then Astrid, being the thoughtful partner that she is, will order the most of those flavor. So last year it was tagalongs. I got, I'm like, I don't even know why we have those.
That
fucking
chocolate and peanut butter together with the cookie crunch. I mean, it's just so good.
I don't even know why we're bothering with the s'mores or the scout-a-doodles or whatever the fuck they are. I don't know why we're bothering because tagalongs are the shit. Just get tagalongs. So not even saying a word to me, she does what she does and she gets most tagalongs. Now we have 20 boxes and about 7 of them are tagalongs. Okay. So we go up to my parents' house this weekend. The step niece is there with her father and they deliver the goods. Oh, so I feel like it's a drug deal gone down in my parents' house. I'm like, you got that shit, man. You got that shit.
You
got those taggies. You got those taggies. Give me some of those A-longs, babe. I need some of those A-longs. Just a little tasty. Just a little tasty, Tina. And that's what it's like. Astrid's like smacking my hand. Don't open them at your parents' house. Everybody will be into them. And I'm like, no. Just a little tasty, Tina. Just a little tasty, Tina.
You got to have a taste.
And then the kids see me eating it. Now all of a sudden, it's a whole smorgasbord of Girl Scout cookies. And everyone that leaves that's not in my hands, I'm pissed off. I'm like, God damn it. I didn't pay for everybody else to eat my fucking tag-along. So this happened last year, too. Same situation. Astrid ordered them. We go up. Family event. And he brings the cookies. Say they bring the cookies. But my twin brother wasn't there, Kevin. So I took his cookies home. Can they please be delivered? So got to remember, this is a pandemic. We have a new-ish baby. We have a new-ish baby every year. But we have a new-ish baby every year for the last 12 years. But we have a new-ish baby at that time. And so we're kind of being careful. And Kevin's out there and doing his thing. And so it takes a while for Kevin to come and actually collect his cookies. And we're talking like a while is, let's call it 2 weeks.
I think I remember this from last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
I run out of tagalongs. Kevin's got a box of tagalongs. I can't help myself. I dip into the tagalongs. I'm like, let me just eat one or two.
Oh, right. No, that's
and the whole
pipe
box,
dream.
Pipe dream. Mm-hmm. It's all gone within a week, right? The tagalongs.
Well, that's right. If you do put them into the freezer, you do eat them more slowly.
Well, that's true because they're frozen.
Yeah.
And they'll break my fucking rotten ass teeth.
Because otherwise, they are just right digging right into.
So soft,
they're so
and
soft.
Gooey and the peanut butter just running down the back of your throat. Oh, I don't
What's
know
what. Samoas are the other ones. I think those are the ones with the chocolate.
Yeah.
And the ring and the little ring with
coconut. Samoas. Yeah.
Those are good.
I'm not a huge fan of those because they're a little too sweet for me.
The coconut.
Yeah. The peanut butter just, it's
God,
perfect.
It's right.
What happens in your middle age? That you go from liking a good blowjob to really wanting tagalongs? What the fuck happens? Oh no. Somebody out there tell me.
Yeah.
Somebody who still likes blowjobs, tell me, remind me of how good blowjobs are so I could go back to wanting those. But so Kevin, I put a 10 spot in there. You know, the cookies are like $6 or whatever. I put a 10 spot in there. And I say, hey, you know, eat your tagalong.
Sorry about your sad times.
He was so upset. Like, it started this whole family drama.
Yeah,
it did.
You want your tagalongs.
Yeah, now my...
And you've got money instead. You don't want the money.
I don't want the money. Cookies. I want the cookies. I don't care about the $10. I can make I make it $10 every 2 months on this show. I just have to work. I just have to put together another 24 episodes and I'll make $10. It started a whole family drama. So this year, come up, the whole situation repeats itself again. Kevin is again not there at this family event. And my stepmom, who's kind of managing the whole process, hands our boxes to us. You know, she got a little note on there. Here's how many you ordered, blah, 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 blah. And then she's got Kevin's cookies and she goes to hand them to me. And she's like, oh, nope. Astrid, here, please make sure that these get to Kevin. And I'm like, really? And she's like, don't want to repeat it last year. Sorry, Brian. Can't be trusted with those tagalongs. But this year, they have toffee flavored cookies.
Ooh, I do like a good toffee.
Oh my God, Chrissy, I'd give you one, but they're all gone. I'd give you one, but
thanks.
I can't.
I'll take a 10 spot.
I'll give you a 10 spot. No, on the 23 more episodes, and then I'll give you another 10 spot. But the things we spend our money on, it's the most ridiculous. What, I mean, why am I buying $300 worth of Girl Scout cookies? I could just go to this. On any other day, I would not be interested in cookies.
No.
No cookies whatsoever. I pass by the cookie aisle 300 times a year, and I never once stop and get any unless Astrid is asking me or the kids want one. And that's it. What other ridiculous stuff do we spend our money on?
I don't know, but something that we get a lot of to the house is vinyl.
Records. Oh, that fucking vinyl, man. That's a crack addiction.
It is.
You buy the record, you listen to it once, you put it back in, on the shelf.
And then you order new, and then you order something else new. Now, I have to say, it's all good music. Well, fantastic music.
Yeah.
But do we need to have
it? No, of course not.
We need to own it all.
Please. First of all, let's be honest about it. Yeah, there's a warm and dulcet tone to the records. I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm an audiophile, too. I hear the slightest differentiation in
tune. Just the same way.
I do. Yeah. So Jeff and I have comparatively speaking ears. So Jeff and I share ears. But here's the thing. I got into that too, like that fucking record collection shit. And I had to be the one guy who owns the one copy of the one time that someone recorded a bootleg at the Pearl Jam concert. And what I get, and I just pay $10,000 for the privilege of being one guy who has that one record. And then what I get is I get a muffled fucking version of the fucking concert as the guy smuggled in a tape recorder from 1992 under his jacket, you know. And I'm like, this is fucking shit. Why did I pay for this?
Well, you got number one, man.
Yeah, you
got
the
number
one cup.
Fuck that. I want that $10,000 back. And it almost never increases. Anything I buy, collectible, never increases in value.
I know this.
You ever heard of the Midas touch?
You have the negative Midas?
I have the modest touch, which means that anything that I touch goes down in value. No gold here. Just mediocrity. Look at all these fucking Pearl Jam posters I got
minus.
On the wall. Yeah, TCB Minus. That's right. Brian Minus. I bought all these posters. I looked them up every once in a while, and I'm like, oh, dropped another $100 in value. Oh, Pearl Jam just did another run of those posters. Another 100,000 out there in the world. That's not going to do any good. Currently, the SVB bank has more value than either the commercial break or my posters. It's amazing. And they're negative $91 million. Unbelievable. Those fucking but you know what I did read? What? I read that, and I wish I had gotten into this, but of course, the smart money is not on Brian. It's not where the smart money goes. I read that the watches, the collectible watches, the Rolexes.
I've read that too.
But not new Rolexes, the old Rolexes.
Yeah, secondary market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like up by 22%, beating the stock market by 20%.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know a couple of people. Do you know anybody that has a huge watch collection?
I know guys who are into watches, but they don't collect those kind of watches. They collect more modest watches, you know.
The Mickey Mouse ones.
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse ones. Mm-hmm. Well, if you own a Mickey Mouse Swatch watch, the ones from which is the first watch I ever owned.
Yeah.
I kept that.
I used to have the Swatch watches.
With Mickey Mouse on it?
I don't know if I had the Mickey Mouse.
Okay. Here's what Apple Watch found.
Not worth anything.
Yeah. Here's what I found. You're a loser. Mickey Mouse Swatch watch is currently down negative $6. I bought one years ago. In Disney World, first watch that I purchased for myself. I'm like 13 years old, and I don't know what happens to it, but probably sometime around 14 years old, I decided a Mickey Mouse watch isn't cool, and I throw it in the trash. Because it's a Swatch watch, right? I mean, you got them for $10 or whatever it was. Well, now they're worth like $10,000 if you can find one in mint condition. Meanwhile, I hung on to the Dick Tracy poster collection till I was 28.
Dick Tracy.
Goodwill wouldn't take that away. I called Colin Chunks hauling junk, and they wouldn't take it away. Oh, sorry, sir. It's on our list of prohibitive items. Dick Tracy stuff? Yes, sir. It's pretty toxic. Our company will lose value, 10% value, if we start collecting Dick Tracy shit. Okay. All right. Whatever. You know that when you go through the Vegas airport, do you remember Michael Jackson used to collect all that weird shit? He had the original Predator.
Oh, okay.
Doll, and then Marilyn Monroe's dress, and he had this huge collection.
Movie memorabilia type stuff?
All kind of memorabilia. and he was known. He was kind of like a who's the guy, the circus guy? Barnum. Yeah, P.T. Barnum. He was kind of like a P.T. Barnum in that sense. He liked to get oddities from around the world. And one of the places that he really liked to shop was a place that's currently inside of the Vegas airport. And I'm not sure it's always been there, but it's this place. And you can walk in there. You can go up to the top and, you know, look through the windows or walk in there. And they have the craziest, wackiest, wildest stuff. They also have a full-size Predator from the movie. They just have all kind of trinkets and shit that's very expensive. That, you know, you have to really be a specialty collector to get this stuff. It's not like watches or diamonds. It's really unique stuff from around the world. And then the hotel that I was staying at was famous for Elvis doing his last years of shows there.
Oh, right.
It used to be called the Vegas Hilton, I think is what it was called. And so they have a bunch of memorabilia. Now it's O'Shagagans. O'Shagahans. O'Shagahans. And they have a bunch of Elvis memorabilia around there. I take a cab from wherever I was. I can't remember if it was the weed store or Perrioni's or wherever, but I take a, it's one of the times that I'm taking a cab back and forth to the airport so that I can find multiple things in my,
right.
Yeah. I only had to go to the airport. I only had to go to the airport four times on the way out the door to collect my belongings that I forgetfully left. So I hop in the car and Temple of the Dog is playing.
Oh,
the supergroup Temple of the Dog, right? Chris Cornell, Jeff Ament, Mike McCready, Eddie Vedder. You know, had one album, 10 really great
songs.
So good. So good. Such a good album. So he's playing this music. The guy has got like a faux hawk, bunch of tattoos, big earring. He fit the bill, right? And he's probably my age. So I say to the guy, hey, man, you know, great. That's a great album. You know, just making small talk. It's a great album, Temple of the Dog. And he goes on and on and on. He is like a 90s hard rock trivia guy, and he wants to tell me all about it. I didn't ask for a full fucking conversation. I just wanted to mention the Temple of the Dog was cool, right? I didn't want to really hear how awesome you were at rock trivia. I just wanted to make a little small talk. Now, get me back to the hotel quickly. So as we're pulling up to the hotel, or at, you know, a mile before we pull up to the hotel, he says, did you know this hotel that you're staying at was home to Elvis for a while? And I said, yeah, I did, because it's all over the fucking place. It's the only claim to fame that they have besides the incense burner shop that they have in there. And he goes, yeah, Elvis actually shot a TV there, and there's a hole in the wall, and they keep the hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And some people report that they see Elvis's ghost walking around there late at night. Now, I didn't see Elvis's ghost walking there late at night, but I did see Bob and Tom, broke as a joke, still not able to belt their buckles.
You saw the ghost of people passed that hadn't actually passed yet.
I saw the ghost of people. Formerly happy people.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What I saw.
That's what I was trying to say.
The ghost of good tidings. Stop gambling. Your life will return to normal.
They're very pale from not going outside at all.
Oh,
you know,
my
they've
God.
Been in the casino.
Oh, yeah.
They're hunched over.
One dude.
Slots.
They're hunched over from slots. That's right. One dude smoking cigarettes.
God.
Backpack next to him. Just looked like he hadn't showered in many, many, many days. But he had shoes on that indicated that at least he had some money somewhere, right? But the rest of him looked like completely disheveled. Now, I don't know this guy's personal story, but what I do know is the following. Is that I took note of him sitting at the same slot machine every single time that I went back or forth to my room because he was at the slot machine that was like closest.
Same one. It's got to hit sometime.
That's right. It's got to hit sometime. And I don't know if he went home and came back, but that guy was like stuck to that machine, stuck to the machine, smoking cigarettes, ashtray full, drink after drink after drink. I just, I don't know why I'm talking shit. I sit here on this microphone all fucking day long. Just realizing that maybe I shouldn't throw stones in a glass house. But anyway, people swear that they see the ghost of Elvis in this hotel. When they do that, I don't know. Probably after a really long night of drinking and drugs.
Exactly.
But do you believe Elvis is still alive?
No.
No, of course not. Because you're a level-headed human being who knows that the way
he
Elvis.
Is, good for him.
Yeah, as two former.
Off on an island somewhere.
Let's put it this way. It's two people who have read a lot about doing drugs. We know that the way Elvis was going, it was going to end poorly no matter what. No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be You can't have constant syringes of uppers and downers poked into you.
Yeah, the uppers and downers part.
Excellent. Yeah. Absolutely.
And bad, you know.
Bad eating habits.
Bad eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were going to die sleeping. On the shitter at some point. No sleeping. Yeah. That's right. He was like a total fucking mess.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel bad for him.
Of course.
Actually, because I think he was really
manipulated.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For mm-hmm. sure. And so the ghost of Elvis made me think, well, these people are clearly crazy because Elvis ain't walking around the building and, you know, he certainly isn't a ghost walking around the building. Or I don't think so anyway.
Why would he still stay at that place? Shouldn't he go to a newer place?
Too? Yeah.
Just go up
if Elvis
down.
Had any common sense, which he did, and money also, he would go to the Wynn.
Yeah.
Because that's where everybody who's cool stays. However, if you want to go to O'Shagahan's, you get a $33 room and play the penny slots. I'm just saying. That's it.
Yeah.
They also have a sports book that's amazing. Not a vagina in there. So it made me think of one of our favorite topics, Chrissy, and that is ghost hunters.
Oh, yes.
So without further ado, I'll show it on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do.
TCB.
Hey, everybody out there in the podcast universe, it's time for the dreaded commercial break inside the commercial break. It's season number 4. You've heard it all before, so let's get to it quickly. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 855-TCB-8383 toll-free from anywhere in the world. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, to listen to any of the audio, watch any of the video, or send us a message. Hit the contact us button. Instagram and TikTok at The Commercial Break. And now YouTube videos the same day they air on the audio feed. They'll air youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Chrissy and I are very grateful every time you choose to listen to The Commercial Break. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, all we ask is that you use the specialized URLs or codes. Thanks again for being part of the TCB family. Now let's hear from those sponsors and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
TCB.
I came upon a ghost hunters where they're chasing the ghost of a dead musician. You ready?
Okay.
They're
I'm
at
ready.
Bobby Mackey's. I don't know what Bobby Mackey's is.
I mean, Bob Mackey is a fashion designer, but it looks like he has nothing to do with what I'm looking at.
Yeah, what's
right
on the
now.
Screen right now looks like an old muffler garage.
Outhouse.
Remember when you're growing up and there was a muffler
yes.
shop on every corner?
Yes.
Until they got rid of muffler shops? Until mufflers altogether went away. That's what Bob Mackey's looks like. It's like a muffler shop turned into a bar. All right, let's listen to what they have to say.
This bathroom in here, he claimed a demon tried to drown him in the bathtub.
Demons.
He used to barricade the door at night when he was going to sleep because he said from up here, he could hear what sounded like hundreds of people walking around downstairs.
I don't know who they're talking about, but I already think this guy has a bad cocaine addiction. Like he's on crystal
meth. I hear
meth.
People. I see people.
I see people. I hear people. Demons at the door. No, it's just a power company collecting the bill.
You remember the brown pole is where yeah. I said that the first death occurred. So, and of course, for reference, that's Carl, right?
Carl looks like John Denver.
He does, isn't very a, much yeah. so. The deceased
caretaker.
Caretaker
of Bobby Mackey's, I guess.
The caretaker.
Yeah.
Doesn't a caretaker
take care
of a manor?
Yes. Well, you can come over to the Green Manor and see all kinds of things here. The Green Estate. First of all, second of all, it looks like Bob Mackey's has probably seen its better days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if this is a club, it's like the...
It's the Northside Tavern.
Yeah, this looks exactly like the clubs that 33 Willie played. Meaning it's not open and there's no one there.
So this is the bar area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody took this picture shooting down that way. So we're zoomed in to the white pole and that's the brown pole. But look right there.
Oh,
you
wow.
See that?
Yeah. It's like someone peering around.
Yeah.
Do you see anything?
No.
Do you see anything at all? But they're showing a picture on there
what?
Right now. And this lady is trying to claim that there's something there. But all what the picture is of a wall with a fire hydrant hanging on it and a
yeah.
door next to it. I don't see anything. And it says photo enlarged, as if that's supposed to make a difference.
You should see it now.
Yeah. Hey, can you see nothing? Let me enlarge it. Look at the large nothing.
You can almost see the rim of his glasses.
Yeah.
And some hair. And after you look at that, and then you look at this picture, especially that picture of
yeah,
Carl.
Yeah, it looks like that portion of his face.
Yeah.
What?
So.
Wow, you really got to be stretching.
The wood grain of the wood?
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying?
Chrissy, do you see this microphone stand? Do you see this silver thing right here? Doesn't that silver thing look a lot like my silver glasses?
I see it.
Huh? You
I
see it?
Let me enlarge it.
Oh, there's an orb attached to a light post. Oh, no, that's just my ring of light. Sorry. But there's an orb floating around.
Well, I mean, that's a very interesting capture, I think.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the story about Johanna?
Sure.
The story originated with Carl.
This guy's like, sure, I need to fill 50 minutes. No problem. Keep dragging on, lady.
When he lived up here, he used to see the apparition of a young woman with long, dark hair. She used to visit him often, and she would tell him to go down into the basement and dig. He went down in the basement, started
There's so many
up.
Things I could say.
Judy. Hey, it's me, the ghost of Bob Mackey's. Listen, I didn't mean to scare the shit out of you, but while I'm scaring the shit out of you, I'd like you to do me a favor. Go down to the basement and dig. I left some tag-alongs down there. You put them in the ground, they're nice and cold. Can you take those tag-alongs out and throw one in my mouth? I appreciate it. Oh, I can't eat? Shit. Damn this ghost thing. I'm going to O'Shagahan's. At least I can have fun there.
And he uncovered the well.
He uncovered the well.
He claimed to find Johanna's diary, and it told the story of Johanna being a dancer in the early 1930s. She became pregnant. Her father didn't approve, so he had her boyfriend killed. And then she was so distraught that she poisoned her father and committed suicide in the club.
Is there any actual? Like,
well, this is a
club.
Good story
time,
of the year.
Good times at Bob Mackey's.
Come on down to Bobby Mackey's. Bring an extra pair of underwear. We're going to scare the shit out of you. Literally scare the shit out of you. And bring a shovel. I want to dig my tag-alongs out. Thanks. Bob Mackey's open and ever.
Are there evidence of this?
We haven't found any, to be honest. Even if
you're... Well,
well, to be honest, I made all this up. I didn't know you were going to need evidence. I would have prepared a little bit more. She just showed you a picture that you were convinced also had a ghost in it. That's not evidence. Wow, these ghost hunters, they were taking things seriously.
Hannah wasn't a real person. Someone or something told Carl to go down there and uncover well, and that's exactly what he did.
Wait, Johanna wasn't a real person,
I'm
yet
so confused.
Johanna is the ghost?
Johanna's diary.
This is why these shows are so... Chrissy, you and I could make a ghost hunter show, and we could make it seem so real just by making believe, because there's nothing to indicate. It's not that I don't believe in ghosts. Maybe there are energies and spirits running around.
Yes.
And,
agree.
I have my own version of how energy moves through the universe.
Sure.
It's just not an apparition form at Bobby Mackey's. I just don't believe that if energy flows freely through the universe, it gets stuck at Bobby Mackey's forever and ever. Amen.
Get me to a club that's open. Jesus, all I want to do is hear some good music. It's like the ghost of Jeff.
Jeff wouldn't want to get stuck at Bob Mackey's.
No.
He'd want to be like, somewhere cool.
Yes.
I'm getting a sense of...
Tipitino's?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever is here is actually an intelligent spirit, meaning one that can actively communicate.
The other ones are dumb, but this one...
Hey, man. Chill out with all the pejoratives. You know what I'm saying? Some of us aren't that sharp, but, Joanna's a bit of a dumbass. But I'm here. I'm pretty smart. I'm pretty sharp. You send some friends in, it's kind of boring around here.
Is something drove Carl to go down to that basement and chip away at concrete to uncover the wealth. And then shortly after...
Yeah, it's called crystal meth. That's what that's what drove Carl to chip away
at the concrete floor.
Yeah. You know, people take apart VCRs and put them back together in a good meth binge. That's what Carl was up to.
Yep.
Discovering the well, Carl experiences a possession.
The basement.
So when you are conducting your tour down here, what's your flow?
We usually go down that way.
What's your flow? The fuck are you, dude? What are you, a wannabe rap producer from Atlanta? What's your flow? Oh, podcast bro, right there.
Is this normal down here?
Is this normal for my fake equipment to go lighting up?
Yeah, it's all over the place down here. I'll get the light on in here. Oh,
what is all over the place?
That was weird.
What?
As I walked in there, I just got this like flash in my eye.
Wow.
That was weird. It wasn't.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with ghosts. It's just the ecstasy hasn't worn off from last night. You know, you get those little flashes, little twitches. I got the X twitch.
From that, it was like a circle.
Was it a flash of light?
No, it was like within my vision. It just felt like a flash in my eye, like someone just shined a flashlight and turned it off. It was weird. It just kind of startled me.
You want to check out the well?
Nope, you're just having a stroke, bro.
You better get that checked out.
It's not a ghost, you're just stroking out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
This is the well right here.
Let's go in this old abandoned well.
Let's go down this 100-foot well and see what's doing. What's your flow?
I don't believe I'm getting trapped.
Yeah, I know.
It looks like it's about to fall apart.
So stupid. First of all, it's extra dark in there. They couldn't bring in a light bulb.
There's a cameraman.
I know, there's a cameraman. I mean, put a light on
there. Yeah, put a light on the camera.
For the love of all that's holy. Second of all, let's not go fucking around with wells that haven't been touched in 80 years. Have you ever seen a fucking movie? Don't release the demon hounds on Earth. I mean, you know, Ghostbusters taught us that. Right. And that's the most believable ghost story I've ever seen.
So Carl digs up this well, and all of a sudden it's like taking the cap off a can of beer that's been shaken up.
Exactly. He felt that whatever he released from there was coming after him personally.
I'm picturing like a and stream, right. You know.
I know.
Hey, thanks, Carl. Come on, Betty, John, Sue. The gates of hell are open. Let's go. Thanks, Carl, for opening the gates of hell. We really appreciate it. Oh, by the way, gonna slit your throat. Yep, there it is. Sorry, Carl. Oh, Carl seemed like a nice guy. I hate to have to do that. Let's go find his children. Be right back.
That's okay. He's in the wood. He's ingrained in the wood.
Carl's like stuck like... Like Han Solo in the wood. Like Zod and Superman just floating through the universe, stuck in a panel of faux wood from 1970.
He felt threatened being in here.
Wow. Do you ever get any unsavory characters coming through here wanting to do stuff?
I did have...
I just had sex with one last night. He had a 12-foot ghost stick. Couldn't feel it, but the sex was amazing.
A person who brought a Ouija board in. He climbed over the fence, got down in the well, put the Ouija board on his lap.
And he had okay,
and
stop.
He died.
Stop.
Yeah.
Climbed over the fence, brought the Ouija board.
Broke into the place.
Put it on his lap. And
went down the well. And then put the Ouija board on his lap. Sounds perfectly safe to me. I'm not sure how much I even believe in ghosts, and I wouldn't do that. You couldn't pay me money to do that. Why? Because you don't go fucking with shit you don't understand. Okay? So what happens next? Does he die? Probably not. You're going to tell some story about how he got invaded by ghosts.
Their blades, and he started slicing his hand and then smearing the blood all over the Ouija board, trying to conjure something up out of the well, which many people believe is the portal to hell.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that's intense, dude.
Dude.
That's intense. Dude. What time we got lunch? Chipotle? We're going to go to Chipotle?
Hey, pick me up something while you get there.
No problem, hell demon.
Thanks very much. I'll get you later. I'm a little short right now, but I'll get you later. This place has been closed for 100 years, so I can't make any money.
Many people believe this is the gates to hell. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Cool, man. What's the flow in hell? What's the flow? So y'all gonna like do a sesh down there or what's going on? What's up? You gonna sesh down there? Let's get a Ouija. We'll get our flow going. We'll do a little sesh. Right, bro? Right? We'll get some chipotes.
Gates of Hell, go.
Hey, man, we're going to get some sea dip. Let's get some sea dip. Cheese dip for all the bros out there. Let's get some sea dip. Heavy on the salsa, bro.
Things that we've had happen, like people being scratched, people having things follow them home, have happened since then.
What is
this
that?
Is where we've had
what
things.
Was that?
That was a bull, like one of those bulls that you ride. This just goes to show. If you put the right film in the camera and you turn all the lights off, anything's scary. Because probably at night, this place is full of sorority girls drinking shots for a dollar.
Thrown at us, usually small rocks, and we hear growling quite often. This room is pretty active most of the time.
Interesting. Okay.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Gates of Hell. Yeah. Dogs, and demons, and werewolves. Cool. All right. Cool.
He's so nonchalant.
Yeah. Can we take a 15 minute? I gotta take a dump. All right, cool. Well, I'm gonna go let it flow and y'all see if you can conjure up some spirits here, okay? Talk to you soon.
I think there's a possibility of a portal here. It's definitely got some signature activity here, which would lend itself to the portal theory.
Signature activity?
Why was there a really dirty bathtub?
I don't know. And yeah, why haven't they cleaned it up? I mean, here's the best way to get away from the portals from hell. Use a little pine salt. Pine salt kills everything. That's right. Little Clorox, guaranteed to kill 99.9% of everything. Why don't you just clean that shit up and let's all start fucking around?
It's fascinating and so much history. Why has Bobby Mackey not done much to maintain it?
He actually did try to expand the club. He was actually going to expand the entire building out into the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he had actually started some preliminary construction.
But he overdrafted and it didn't work out.
Yeah, he didn't have the money.
So we just left the murder bathtub here. So we left the portal to hell open. We couldn't get the bank to loan us some money to close the portal to hell.
He was going to expand in the parking lot.
Hey, Bobby. Thanks for calling Regents Bank. How can I help you? Yeah, I just want to know if I could get some funds to close the portal to hell. Oh, your credit's not so good. Got to leave that portal open for a few more days.
All of a sudden, a giant crack opened up in the parking lot and went through basically the building. And I think he took that as a sign that they didn't want anybody building. And so he never did. And they had a geological survey done, and he was told that there was a fault line running through the property here.
And are there fault lines in Kentucky?
There are, actually.
Wow.
Do you know all the fault lines everywhere?
Yeah, I know. He's got like a fault line map. First of all, second of all, Bobby Mackey took it as a sign that the portal from hell was opening up. And geologists say it's just a fault line. A crack through the parking lot. The place hasn't been maintained. If you don't repave it, you're going to get a crack in your parking lot. It's perfectly normal explanations for this. At least I want there to be. day two. Day two
back.
Of the investigation into Bobby Mackey's bathtub portal to hell.
Asked Laura if she could gather some people who've all had pretty significant experiences in the last few months. And we're just going to sit around
and
have a
narrow
this door.
I asked Laura to bring by 6 or 7 mentally unstable human beings so that we could brainwash them into believing the portal from hell is right under their feet. Let's watch how they squirm. Oh my God, this place is really run down.
What we're actually dealing with.
So we're trying to get to the bottom of why activity seems to have increased lately. Yeah. You've all had an experience here. Let me ask that, right? Okay. If you can show us.
So for those of you that can't see this right now, they've collected like, I don't know, maybe 10 human beings that are sitting in the middle of this extraordinarily dark room that's known as the bar, Bobby Mackey's. And it must be freezing in there because everyone's dressed head to toe in coats. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it looks like it's stone. Like old stone cold.
And there's probably a draft from the portal to hell coming through.
That's true.
It's drafty in here. Can someone close the portal to hell for a few minutes?
And do you guys think they've been positive experiences with the paranormal? Not one person. Negative experience?
Not one person.
Okay. Okay, let's just stop here for a second.
Have you had any experience?
Have you had any experience?
Not one person.
Okay. Unless I'm on ITV getting married to my favorite make-believe friend, I would have to say that if I ever had an encounter with a ghost from the portal to hell, I'd probably define that as a negative experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. What positive experience could you possibly have?
It was a great time.
It was a great time. We had a great time.
It was a huge
Slit
party.
Slit my dog's throat, set me on fire. It was a huge party. Ghosts and goblins murdering people all over the place. I quite enjoyed it, actually. Honestly, if Bobby Mackey's was like this every night, I'd be here every night.
Every single person here.
How many of you feel that what you encountered did not want you here?
Everybody raises their hand.
Well, we were actually here together. We'd just taken the tour, and we were downstairs, and when we went in there, I started feeling just sick, is the best way I can describe it.
Well, there's
were two possible explanations. The Taco Bell I had had the hour previous, or the gates from hell. Now, I then had explosive diarrhea and decided immediately it must have been the gates from hell because Taco Bell is my favorite food. I never get the shits from that place. By the way, second of all, if you're taking a ghost tour, you are apt to believe that there are ghosts on your tour.
Like something brushed me and then I looked and she was white as a sheet.
When I got home, I had three definitive marks on my left side, right in my rib area. And I didn't feel right for probably two and a half weeks after.
How many people feel?
I got scratched by the ghost. I can't get up.
Look at this mark on my chest.
Bring me some more Girl Scout cookies.
I need some tagalongs. Some saltine crackers and a glass of Mountain Dew.
The ghost got me.
I had three definitive marks on my chest. And they, every night, when I go to get dressed in my bedroom clothing, they come back. Oh, really? Where are they? Right where my bra line is. It's unbelievable. Never once had a bra line until I looked under my boob.
This is what you would call demonic. Oh, really? How many of you have had something follow you guys home? And you believe it's from Bobby's? Here?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah?
Definitely. I'm one of the tour guides here.
I was getting ready to go to work, and
how many tour guides they have?
I don't know. They got like
place.
12 tour guides, but they only have two people that took the tour. I can guarantee this episode of Ghost Hunters or whatever it is probably filled those tour books for a long time. So there is financial incentive, and there certainly is a perspective incentive, meaning you believe in ghosts already. You think they're already here. Right. There's no impartiality in this little quiz that they're giving everybody right now. This is what they would call a push pull in politics.
A pretty intense burning on one of my arms. And I looked down and there was a scratch.
There was a curling iron literally attached to my arm. It had melted my arm.
Pretty much from my wrist all the way up my forearm. I see shadows at my house. I see shadows at work. I hear footsteps. My husband hears it.
How many of you guys would...
One of these guys looks like George Strait came back from the dead.
He's not dead.
Conway Twitty. George Strait's not dead?
No.
Sorry, George. Conway Twitty's dead though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Conway Twitty. He looks like Conway Twitty. If you had a scratch all the way up your arm that had a burning sensation, did you happen to take a picture of it? Yeah. Could we see evidence of that? No, of course not.
Or visit a doctor.
Visit a doctor and no.
You believe there's a portal here.
Let's just throw some Neosporin on it. Yeah. Get back home. Just a demon.
Does Neosporin help demon bites?
Just a demon. That's it.
Get some Tiger Balm. Clear that shit right up. However, when I lop your head off, there's nothing that's going to reattach it. Ah, that is good. I'm a nice ghost.
So, guys, listen, thank you very much for coming here. I know it was kind of difficult for some of you, but we appreciate you coming and sharing with us. Appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
Okay, now hold on. If you had a room full of people who had been attacked by ghosts and demons from the portal to hell, would you not think to take the extra step to call in some actual scientists so you could get this,
yeah,
like at least put this down on a piece of paper to start showing some evidentiary chain? That is the biggest problem I have with all of these. And I know that this is not real television. Right. Like, it's not meant to be a documentary or an actual like study of any kind. But what drives
me... They try to make it like that.
Well, of course, they want, you know, people who get into this kind of stuff, of which I could be one. Like, I'm not knocking anybody who's into it. But people who are into this kind of stuff, this is... I know that they know it's entertainment, too.
Right.
This is just for entertainment's sake. But what does drive me a little bit crazy is, if you had a woman that was scratched by a ghost, like physical evidence that a ghost could move objects around in this particular dimension, wouldn't you want to at least... I don't know, document that it happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would. Because that'd be the end of this show.
But something that I found really interesting was a lot of their experiences all matched. And that, to me, is a very validating thing to witness. Why would 14 people all be telling the same lie?
Mass hysteria?
They're all friends.
Yeah. And the one thing you found interesting about the portal to hell was that everybody thought the same thing?
That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
With the evidence building, I think we need to talk
the evidence
to the bishop who conducted the exorcisms here in the past.
All right, this is Jack and Katrina's interview with Bishop Long in Wilder, Kentucky. All right, let's roll. Thank you.
Well, my pleasure.
Really appreciate you joining us.
No.
What do you think is inside of Bobby Mackey's?
Oh, I don't think. I know for a fact you're dealing with demonic entities. There's no question. I can tell you that you are absolutely playing with fire.
Oh, gonna leave you on a cliffhanger.
The Bishop from Wilder.
I've seen the second part of this. Trust me, it's more of the same. I'm starting to get into the Travel Channel. You know, TLC's my channel, but I think Travel might be my channel, too.
Yeah, no, it's good,
And I
too.
Thought, I would have never thought I would have said that.
Well, they don't actually travel anywhere anymore. They just travel.
No, there's no traveling. They travel the ghosts and the
monsters.
They mainly stick around the Eastern Kentucky area. Looking for poor souls that are willing to buy into their bullshit. But it's a lot of good fun. And taken as satire, which I think it kind of is, taken as satire, it's really funny.
It is funny.
Yeah. I have a hard time looking at it any other way, actually. Like, I try occasionally to, like, get into what they're saying, but I just can't do it. I'm just not convinced. I'm not convinced. You won't catch me at Bobby Mackey's.
Have you ever been on a ghost tour before?
Oh, yeah, you know I have. Been on one? I have one. Dedicated to me. One day this studio's going to be a ghost tour, and you're going to hear the voice, the dulcet tones
of Brian Green. That's right. I'm going to tell Astrid. I'm going to say, Astrid, one of the ways you can make money is market a ghost tour to the 10 fans we have out there. Get them to pay $1,000. Run them through the studio. Have them put headphones on. Just make scary noises. I'll record some stuff ahead of my death so that you can, you know, hey, it's me, Brian. Thanks,
Tony,
for coming today. I can't believe you came all the way from
Eastern Kentucky
to see me. All right, TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You listen to all the audio. You can find all the video. But the best part is you can contact us. If you'd like your free 21 EPM sticker and a little token of our appreciation, give us your address. We'll send you that sticker. It only takes a few short weeks to get to you. Or you can dial 855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383, anywhere in the world. We'll pick up the charges, comments, questions, concerns, content ideas. We're taking them all at that phone line, and it's really us that responds. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak, full episodes. Each time we air an episode here, we air an episode on the video, and I promise you, it's a whole different show when you watch it on video. Probably a better show, actually. All right, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today. I love you.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.